room, bound to win a prize. They've been going at it all night long. Well, I'm trying to get some sleep, but these motel walls are cheap. Lincoln Duncan is my name, and here's my song. Here's my song. My father was a fisherman, my mama was a fisherman's friend, and I was born in the boredom and the chowder. So when I reached my prime, I left my home in the Maritimes, headed down the turnpike for New England, sweet New England. In the knees of my jeans, I was left without a penny in my pocket. Ooh-wee, I was about destitute as a kid could be, and I wished I wore a ring so I could hawk it. I'd like to hawk it. A young girl in a parking lot was preaching to a crowd, singing sacred songs and reading from the Bible. Well, I told her I was lost, and she told me all about the Pentecost. And I seen that girl as the road to my survival. Same night when I crept to her tent with a flashlight, and my long years of innocence ended. Well, she took me to the woods, saying, here comes something, and I feel so good. And just like a dog, I was befriended. I was befriended. Oh, oh, what a night. Oh, what a garden of delight. Even now that sweet memory lingers. I was playing my guitar, lying underneath the stars, just thanking the Lord for my fingers, for my fingers.
Listeners, this is Anna, DJ Banana, and it is 9:08 here at WMFO Medford, Medford's Freeform Radio. I'm here alone right now. This is actually my first time in the studio alone. Usually I'm with my partner, Marissa. She will be arriving in a few minutes. It's all good. You know, we all run late sometimes. Anyway, so at the top of the hour, we heard Future People from Alabama Shakes. I was listening to it on my way over to the studio and was jamming out and really just wanted to hear it again and thought you guys could enjoy it as well. And then after that, we heard a little tune from Paul Simon on his Paul Simon album, which is an album I hadn't really listened to all the way through up until recently, and have really been appreciating and thinking about. Up next, I'm just kind of going through songs that I've been listening to in the past month, kind of my end of summer and beginning of school playlist. And so next we have something that I think is kind of funny and a good time, and something that I've been listening to because I now have a car on campus, which is new to me. And so this is just a song about driving around with your friends and having a good time. I think that it's fun to listen to in the car when you're just driving around and enjoying being on four wheels. So this is CRV.
My smile, silver teeth underneath my pillow. A nigga had a nappy head like a Brillo pad. Sister said I need to do something about them B2B naps. Snacking on Eddie caps and a pickle and a quarter water. Walked in the barbershop, asked me what I wanted. I told that man I wanted to look like Superman, but when he had the long hair, you know, kind of like Michael Jackson, the damn barber just started laughing. I cried as he gave me that ball fade. Afro puffs at the flow, symbolic of shedding my innocence. I guess I thought they were magicians or alchemists or mathematicians. Where algebra and calculus algorithms designed to cure me of my nappiness. Like a perm burn off my happiness. I sat silently acquiescent, pitfalls of adolescence, spitballs and scrabble sessions and tattletales. Playing around in the hallway like one of Santa's elves. You wanna go to jail?
Hell no, Mr. Security.
Got sent to the principal for my potty mouth. Talking about some give me your numbers so we can call the house. But give me that shit. shot, so the ink stain in my record now. You pull a comb to my afro, that shit'll crackle like a bowl full of Rice Krispies, rolling my innocence in a cigarillo light. How come I can't do what fuck I won't do? How come, trying to get this straight, no damn how come do? How come, even through the night dreams, been on home, since my cradle, get the flow, tender, head my dinner, scrum. How come, I can't say what fuck I won't say? How come, tender braids, but I can't make my eyes rain? How come, gang straight from my neck, dead on my home, with my cradle, get the flow, tender, head my jeans on, swoop.
Produced by David Banner. Elbows on the lunch table, eating on a gravy sandwich. Little nigga, no table manners. Crazy and attractive, shouties on the back of the bus. Getting neck, had a knack for noggin. Little nigga at nighttime, googling booty beauty. Illusions polluted and deep-rooted in my mind. My block was a Rubik's. Anyway, you turn the shit was hot around the clock and they cannot ice cube it. Damn, mama don't like this school shit. Fuck it like a rhythm, I log into the music. Damn, daddy don't like this school shit. I beat the dish until my knuckles bleed on my teachers think I'm challenged mentally, but my mental's grown to who I wanna be. Instantly began a surgery. By the thing while I made wins with the words, hallelujah, y'all bitch, y'all. All my blessings came when I accept that I'm not y'all. I've been put it on the line like laundry. They told me find something more concrete. Now will a nigga breaking concrete? Praise to God, I ain't no comfy. They'll never take away my confidence.
How come I can't do what fuck I won't do? How come, trying to get this straight, no doubt, how come do? How come, we've been through the night dreams, been on home, since my cradle, get the flow, tender, head by dinner, scrum. How come, I can't say what fuck I won't say? How come, tender braids, but I can't make my eyes ring? How come, gang straight from my neck, dead on my home, with my cradle, get the flow, tender,
yeah. Welcome back. Thank you for listening in, and thank you, DJ Anna. You are amazing. You don't have a mic right now. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the board.
Don't worry. Hey, no problem. Thank you for coming, and thank you all you listeners for. I know there were some rough transitions there. I hadn't started the show, if at all, or maybe not in a long time. So anyway, thank you for dealing with me.
DJ Anna was in here in studio when I was running late, and I greatly appreciate it. So this is DJ Marissa logging on. And my big music news from the week is that I decided to try out Apple Music. Not trying to be an ad right now. Not trying to be like that. But so I wanted to, you know, just have a bigger music library, and I'm going to play. I've been getting into a lot of good funk and soul and good songs from that. I'm going to put on Lady Marmalade.
Mama, line, in old New Orleans, strutting her stuff on
DJ Anna and Marissa are here with mics now. Hi.
Hi.
You want to talk at all about that second song you just put on?
Yeah, so the most recent song you heard was by the Staple Singers, and it was I'll Take You There.
Oh, great. I really enjoy both songs that you just put on and haven't really listened to either of them in a little while, so thank you. So this is going to be kind of a theme for the next little while, meaning the semester, when I am on air. But this semester, I'm taking a class called A History of African American Music with Professor Pennington, plug, Professor Pennington. He is a must-attend professor of Tufts University. Anyway, so we're kind of working our way through the United States' history through listening to music by and for American Black people. And so I thought that every week I would maybe put in one or two songs that I've kind of been listening to recently because of this class. So anyway, I have something today what is arguably one of the first blues singers out there. This is recorded, I believe, in 1928, kind of a heyday of the blues, but she was known to be singing the blues all the way back in 1902. Marissa, I'm just curious, what do you associate with the blues? When you think of a blues singer or a blues song, what do you think of?
That's a really good question. I think of like a nightclub, kind of. I think of that type of environment.
I think that's valid. And I think a lot of the blues has taken place at nightclubs, and I was learning in class today about how the blues kind of is thought to be just about like being sad or being poor, but it's really this complex expression that Black people were trying to communicate with each other upon moving up to the North in the Great Migration. So anyway, this is a song by Ma Rainey, who was a woman. The blues, flash news, the blues was created by Black queer women. This is a song that Ma Rainey is singing about her sexuality and her queerness. It's really dope. I'm really excited to listen to it again today. But anyway, anytime that you're listening to the blues, just think about how all the way back in around turn of the century time, 10s, 20s, the only people who were producing blues music were Black queer women. So anyway, this is Ma Rainey with the Prove It On Me Blues. Thank you.
the gal just like any old man. Say I do it, ain't nobody caught me. So got to prove it on me.
Feeling embarrassed, so I want to hide. Silly me, I thought your love was true.
we're going to keep on listening to the song, mostly because Marissa really likes it. And Marissa also has a PSA for us.
I do. And I'm hoping that the song and my PSA volume are pretty equal. I would actually put it up a little more, Anna. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think up. That's good. Thank you. Yeah. So, okay, this is a PSA from the West Somerville Neighborhood Association. As the new school year begins, the West Somerville Neighborhood Association would like to welcome all new and returning Tufts students back to campus and all the residential areas surrounding Tufts University here in West Somerville and Medford. We also want to help spread the word that telling neighbors about parties ahead of time by circulating a notice with your name, the party's location and date, and a phone number that's guaranteed to be answered is the single best way to avoid having the police called should there be any problems. This public service announcement has been sponsored by the West Somerville Neighborhood Association, dedicated to improving communication and fostering relations between Tufts and the surrounding residential community. Visit us on the web at westsomerville.org. That's WESTSOMERVILLE.org.
Thank you. That was a great radio voice. I know that you work on it sometimes. And hey, it's important.
It is important. And I am reading this without sarcasm and with the desire to be a more involved and responsible part of the community.
Yeah, I agree. You know, a college campus and just a neighborhood of people living their lives and really not being in college can seem like things that have to be at odds, but I don't think so. I think they can live in quite a harmonious nature.
Yeah, I was recently reflecting to a first year who was just entering the Tufts community, who asked me what some of my most valuable experiences as, you know, a sage.
Ah, yes.
Us as sage.
Yes, yes, yes.
Fourth year students here on campus. And I responded that opportunities to get into the community and attend community events,
yes,
or be,
yes,
part of, you know, environmental cleanups led by,
yeah,
the Mystic River Watershed Association.
Yeah.
Or whatever that may be, have been the most valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be part,
yeah,
of the community.
I don't want to plug it wrongly, but I was just, speaking of Somerville Medford cleanup initiatives, I had my first day of work this week, and my boss was telling me about how she used to work at this recycling initiative in Medford called, like, Worm Recycling or something. And I think they just, like, picked up people's, not compost, but anyway, I think it was like a household recycling and waste service. But they had some cute worm name. So anyway, if any listeners know what I'm talking about, any of our Medford sustainability listeners, let me know. I'll also probably just look it up, or I could ask my boss again. Anyway, so we've been listening to Erykah Badu, off of her album Mama's Gun, which I've talked to someone about how I think is the most digestible of her albums. Her work is, like, really important and really, she's like a genius, but a lot of it isn't very easily digestible, and I think this is kind of just like a groovy little album. Anyway, next we're going to be listening to some music that I just discovered a couple days ago. It is a band that the lead singer of Sylvan Esso is also in, but it's totally different from Sylvan Esso. They're called Mountain Men, and it's very classic, like, Appalachian folk, and I think it's just really pretty. So we're gonna listen to their hit song. I don't even know really what this sounds like, but I just found what it was, and we'll enjoy that.
We'll drink horse by the beer and sit on your backstays and a whisper in your ear in the summer air, in the summer air.
my coat when I hit Spokane. Bought myself a hard pack of cigarettes in the early morning rain. Lately my hands, they don't feel like mine. Eyes been stung by dust, I'm blind. Held you in my arms one time and lost you just the same. Jolene, I ain't about to go straight. It's too late, 'cause I found myself face down in a ditch. Booze in my hair, blood on my lips. A picture of you holding a picture of me in the pocket of my blue jeans. Still don't know what love means. I still don't know what love means. Jolene, la 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 la. Jolene, la 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 la. Been so long since I've seen your face. Found a part of this human race. I've been living out of this here suitcase for way too long. Man needs something he can hold on to. A 9-pound hammer or woman like you. Either one of them things will do. Jolene, I ain't about to go straight. It's too late, 'cause I found myself face down in a ditch. Booze in my hair, blood on my lips. A picture of you holding a picture of me in the pocket of my blue jeans. Still don't know what love means. I still don't know what love means. I still don't know what love means.
Cornbread and butter beans, and you cross. across the table, eating in beans and making love as long as I'm able. Hoeing corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride the mule and cut the fool and love begin all over. Goes against the Bible. A necktie will make you die and cause you lots of trouble. Streetcars and whiskey bars and kissing pretty women. Women, yeah, that's the end of a terrible beginning. And cornbread and butter beans and you cross the table, eating in beans and making love as long as I am able. Hoeing corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride the mule and cut the fool and love begin all over. I can't read and don't care, and education is awful. Raising heck and writing checks, it ought to be unlawful. Silk holes and frilly clothes is just a waste of money. Come with me and stay with me and say you'll be my honey. And cornbread and butter beans and you cross the table, eating in beans and I'm making love as long as I am able. Hoeing corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride the mule and cut the fool and love begin all over.
Come and join the Jubilee. Gather on the run, sitting in the sun, have a little fun. Oh, Jubilee. Come and join the Jubilee. This dude band swinging in land. Everybody stand. Watch you sing with a zip and zing. Watch the blues go bing. Make the rafters ring. Up to heaven, Jubilee. Carnival of joy. Mr. Gloom won't be about. Music always knocks him out. Sing a song, you can shout and join the Jubilee. Satchmo getting ready to beat out this mellow sermon for you. My text this evening is when the saints go marching in. Here come brother, he can bottom down the aisle with his trombone. Blow it, boy.
DJ Marissa, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are currently listening to a vinyl album called Giants of Jazz and a bunch of songs from Louis Armstrong, a jazz great, or one might say a jazz giant, wow, as the album title says. And playing this partially tonight, I braved the dusty jazz albums. They actually made me sneeze today. Yeah. And playing it for my dad, who had requested last time I had a show that I play some Louis Armstrong. Aww. And I didn't get to it that time, so
what's
playing
his
it
name?
Now.
Oh, sorry.
My dad?
Yeah.
Tom. Shout out to Tom.
Hey, thanks, Tom. thank you. Thank you for that lovely outro. And thank you, Tom, for recommending this, because we're both really enjoying it. DJ Marissa and I were also just talking about how we'd like to kind of just mention that all but three of our songs in this hour have been music, at least sung, if not produced or written by black people. And, you know, we, just to be clear, both Marissa and I are white people, and we don't really have any conclusions to this. We just wanted to kind of comment and, you know, make us all remember and be aware. That, and something that I'm realizing more and more as I'm taking this class I was talking about before, is that the vast majority, if not all, of the American music industry is based on and profits from and has been stolen from black people. And there's a very long history of white people listening to music that has been written by or produced by black people and not really appreciating that or appreciating the artists behind the music. So anyway, we just wanted to make all of our listeners aware that that is what we've been listening to tonight.
And we hope you've been enjoying it and can think into the histories of these music, of these songs, and maybe if you are a student, sign up to take this class.
Yeah, absolutely.
Learn more.
And yeah, just a kind of a thing I've been thinking about, and something that I actually have recommended to Marissa and recommend to all those white women out there. A friend sent me a podcast called The Side Effects of White Women that has been making me think and critique myself a lot lately. And a thing to ponder. Are you using, how are you interacting with the black people and the black produced media in your life, are they a resource or are they a friend and someone that you think of and, you know, if they're a media producer, consume in an exchange? Anyway, I think that's our night. It is 9:59. Any last words?